Everybody, this is Dan from Unschooling with Kai. Of course, I am here with my son,
Kai. Child.
And friend, long time, lifelong friend.
Yeah. Sup, dude.
Sup, Kai. How's it going?
Good, very good.
Today is October 16th. We're getting close to Halloween, but for Kai's purposes, we're getting really close to Christmas,
yes.
Which we aren't, and he's wrong about, so sorry.
I love Christmas, though, so that's, I'm like, we should set up the Christmas tree, like, today or tomorrow, yeah. But then we made a promise that it's like...
He's already been singing Christmas carols.
Yes, I have. Have a merry, merry, happy, happy, merry, merry hippogriffs. That's from Harry Potter.
It's your own. Oh, okay.
Sirius was singing that, I think.
Is it a Harry Potter funny?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
It was a Christmas song that Sirius invented.
But was it in the books?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. All right, our question today.
Yes.
Our question is, why do flatbed trucks have beds that curve up when they're empty sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
That's a really long and drawn-out question.
Yeah.
But this was your question, right, Kai?
Yeah.
So basically, if you see an empty flatbed truck,
mm-hmm.
and you look, it's a really long one.
Yes.
It's not just like holding one car or something,
mm-hmm.
not that
yeah.
length. But we're talking about like really long.
Like carries like containers.
Yeah.
And stuff, like shipping containers.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Or like bunches of loads or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Like six pallets.
Yeah, or like two bulldozers.
Do you know what a pallet is? Like
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have like, it's like a big wooden box with like.
Yeah, they'll put shrink wrap around
yeah.
whatever the product is.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what we're talking about. And when they're empty, they curve up.
Just a little bit.
And it looks like it's definitely visible.
Yes, definitely.
You can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably curves up like maybe, mm-hmm. I'm just guessing, but maybe like 3-4 inches or something. You think so?
Yeah.
From the end to the middle.
Because like...
It's like a slight rainbow effect,
mm-hmm, yeah.
an arch.
Like a very slight.
And we were like, why did they do that? Huh? And what was our guess?
POV, me scratching my head.
What was your guess? Did you have we probably guessed. Because
yeah.
That's what we normally do when we ask a question. We're like, well, maybe it's this,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it's this.
Yeah, my guess.
But then.
I think my guess was like, if they have it like. If they have it curved,
uh-huh.
and then you put weight on it, it distributes it evenly. So then,
it flattens out.
Yeah, because then if it was flat, then it would sag.
It would sag, yeah, and then it would be like close to the ground,
mm-hmm, yeah.
and maybe rubbing, or that would affect the wheels.
Yeah.
Or...
But it was something called something positive.
We'll get to it.
Yeah,
we will. Usually, that's our like when we ask a question. Those are our first two things. We like just come up with like possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing was like, oh, yeah, do you want me to put this on the question in our question wall or on our questions document?
Yeah.
And we're always like, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
So this one.
Wait, it was the question document?
Yeah, like I keep questions on
oh,
the
yeah,
phone.
Oh, yeah. We have like so many
question
questions.
Notes. Yeah, we can scroll through it on my phone for like five scrolls and there's still questions.
Yeah, there's like, why is this? Where is this? How did you do that? Why?
So we have no end in sight.
No.
This will just be constant.
Yes.
All right. So why do flatbed trucks have beds that curve up when empty? And Kai's guess was pretty much right, but there's a lot of like science
and
explanation and engineering. Basically, the beams that support the load,
mm-hmm.
okay, so the beams, we're talking about the length of the bed,
mm-hmm.
the metal.
Yes.
And the load is the weight,
mm-hmm. yeah.
okay? And they support a load, and this load is supported usually either on top of or between the wheels and the semi-tractor.
Yeah.
Because when you put that trailer on, that's kind of like the flatbed trailer.
Mm-hmm, like
is that called a trailer?
Bed.
The bed?
Yeah.
The bed has a set of wheels in the back.
Yes.
And then in the front, it just has like pegs, stakes. I'm not sure what
yeah,
you would
pegs,
call that.
Pegs.
Some sort of poles that stop it if there's not a trailer. But if you
yeah.
put the trailer on, then it's got kind of those two
pegs.
Sets of wheels. The pegs can go up, right?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I think they can.
Right. So between the two sets of wheels, let's say, That's where the load is supported, mm-hmm. right? The weight. Yes. And there's two terms here. The two engineering terms are pre-camber.
Positively pre-cambered or something.
Right, and deflect or deflection. Mm-hmm. Deflection, to start with deflection, deflection is that the amount that, like when you put weight on some sort of material, mm-hmm. the amount that it bends.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Deflect.
Deflect. Okay. What's a good example of that? Like if you step on a trampoline, it'll mm-hmm. deflect a certain amount.
Yeah.
And then when you jump on that trampoline, it'll deflect way more.
Yeah.
Right, right. When you jump up, it'll mm-hmm. go back.
Yeah.
Totally. So that covers deflection, right? Mm-hmm. Structural elements, the kind of moving under weight, mm-hmm. the displacement under a load that it has.
Definitely.
Pre-camber is what they do, like pre, what's pre mean?
Like before.
Exactly.
And then post is after. And post-apocalyptic
world. Yeah. So pre is before, and what they're doing is that it's like pre-deflection almost. Mm-hmm. They are compensating for what's going to happen when you put load on it.
Yes.
Right? So
what's compensating?
Making up for.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes. So maybe a truck is rated, a flatbed mm-hmm. is rated for, I don't know, what's a good amount of poundage? Let's say like 10 tons.
10 tons, maybe 9.
Okay.
Nine or eight tons.
Super important detail there.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then they would deflect. I'm sorry. They would pre-camber the bed, which means mm-hmm. bend it up.
Yeah.
So that.
Or they would actually push it down and then flip it over.
Something like that, right? Yeah. They would have it so that it bends up to a point where that if you put 8 or 9 tons. Mm-hmm. Then it would be level.
It would be even.
And it would be exactly what you want, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So pre-camber is to basically avoid the appearance of sagging. And mm-hmm. that, like Kai said earlier, is positive pre-cambering. Positively pre-cambered. I wonder if negatively pre-cambered is a thing. Like they purposely curve something down.
Maybe.
That would be interesting.
Put it on the question wall.
Okay. Put it. All right. Well,
we shouldn't throw our notes out, dude.
I know.
You did know.
I know. Don't yell at me.
Okay.
I'm sad now.
Anyways.
Okay, so there's two. Usually, it's steel. That's what it seems like. Yeah. That for flatbeds, they use steel.
But aluminum.
But if they did it with aluminum.
Aluminium.
That's the British way to say it.
Aluminium. Oh, really?
It is. Huh. They have to bend it even more because it bends more.
Mm-hmm. So they have to make it like a 90 degree up and then 90 degrees down. And then it's just like...
just a mountain.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
And then they put like 50 tons on there and it's... and then, no, you have to put like 100 million tons on there and it like levels out.
Right. Okay. And then... oh, so... this happens in other places too, things that are pre-cambered. Mm-hmm. For example, bridges, they'll pre-camber bridge support, or not supports, but the bridge beams.
But you can see the bridge curve.
Like I-beams even? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, sure, you see the bridge curve.
Mm-hmm. That's just the arch.
I wonder if that's what they're talking about, or if they're talking about the individual beams.
I'm pretty sure they're talking about the individual beams. But like, right? It would be funny if there was a bridge that was pre-cambered.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's say the Benjamin Franklin Bridge that we have pretty close to here.
Okay.
And then there was a flatbed that was pre-cambered as well. And that flatbed was carrying a little tiny pre-cambered truck. Like, a super tiny. Like, maybe like a Lego mini.
And bed. On that truck.
And on that little mini pre-cambered truck, in that, like, the Lego guy is holding, or on the back of the Lego guy's truck, there's a smaller, like, Lego-sized pre-camber truck. And then if we go out, then the whole Earth is a pre-camber
my God.
Bridge thingy. Yeah.
This is, like, 10 levels of Inception.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Yep.
So they make these, we said this, one of the ideas that Kai said is they make it kind of by, like, putting something upside down. Pushing on it,
yeah.
And then flipping it over,
yeah,
and so that it creates that arch.
And then they attach the like the axles and the wheels.
Sure.
All that stuff.
That's one parts. Way they make it. Another way they make it is just by rolling it.
Oh, yeah. Like...
You ever see them like bend fencing?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I don't think so.
Basically, you have a wheel on the inside, and then maybe one or two wheels. I think it's usually two wheels on the outside. And they'll just like bend it in some way as it's coming out.
What? Like, a fence?
Yeah, it'll make like fencing or piping and it'll turn. Or rebar.
Oh, yeah.
Different okay. things like that. Hmm. It'll make a perfectly right angle.
Okay.
But I bet they do that same kind of thing with when they're rolling,
yeah.
is what they're saying, rolling beams to pre-camber them.
Huh.
There's another way too, and it's called a plasma cut. This okay. one was well over my pay grade.
Yeah, me too. I had to walk away.
But apparently, yeah. But apparently the plasma cut is used a lot for flatbed trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is that it takes away some of the material too, which makes it lighter. Like it'll reduce the weight, which is a positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? because it's not heavier.
Then it can take
like
more, it can take more
around,
load, right?
Yeah. Like instead of 8.5 or 9.5 or 1.5 or to like
tons.
Yeah, to like 10.5 million.
You think it would take a ton of weight off?
A
whole ton of weight.
Yeah. One ton of weight.
So the thing about pre-cambering anything
mm-hmm.
With the intent basically what it does is it will longer the surface life.
We should pre-camber our whole floorboards in the house.
Pre-camber the
just like hammer it
our
from
table, our dining table.
Just like hammer it from downstairs. Just like
hammer it up. Oh my god, that'd be so annoying.
I know, right?
So it'll longer the surface life. It'll mm-hmm. make the surface life longer. It'll increase the load capacity, how much it can
from
hold.
From 8.5 million to 9.5
to more.
Million. And then to like 10 million.
It'll reduce the weight, which also increases the load capacity. Right?
It also increases what?
The load capacity. How much
oh,
it can hold.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying. That's what
to
was.
A certain amount.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Now, the problem with... Not all flatbed trucks are like this.
No.
Right? I think that's important.
Yeah.
And it's especially the longer ones.
Yeah.
Right?
Not like...
I don't know if I've ever seen like a tow truck, you know, that has a flatbed
no.
that like... That
no.
wouldn't even make sense because no. the wheels distribute the weight on the outsides anyway.
Yeah.
If anything, it should be... the opposite.
Negatively pre-camber jinx.
Jinx.
Yeah, gotcha.
Double jinx.
Yeah,
you owe me a card. I win.
Dang it.
No, you here's totally you totally beat me.
Okay, Daniel's famous moment.
Thank you. So, basically, it's not suitable for all loads. And, for example, if you're only putting, if you're distributing things on the ends... Or really close to the cab.
Yeah.
That's probably not the best because you're looking for distribution towards the middle.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like freight containers actually aren't good because freight containers on the bottom, they're flat.
Yes.
So if you're putting them on like a big rainbow surface, then they're going to be all rocking around. Just like Kai said. Yes. That's all I got. Pre-cambered deflection.
Infinite undiable free camber bubs.
Kai's inception level hypothetical questions.
Plus 10 million.
What if?
Right?
That's all I got. The next question. Do you want to read the next question?
Why can't mules have baby mules? Coming up next. Soon.
Next time on Unschooling with Kai.
Jinx. Daniel Thomas Muller. Oh. I said your name though.
So. All right, guys. Thanks for hanging out, and yep. We will see you next time.
Why can't mules have baby mules? Coming up next on Monday.
Bye.